To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is live. You brought me back to Printer's Alley.
Printer's Alley.
That little bar in the cut back there. Right?
Down in the basement is where they got me. That's where they found me.
Did they? Oh,
yeah, that's where they
wow.
found. That's where they found the subject.
God, man, I have thrown up multiple times in Printer's Alley. Wow. That was a time back there, boy. How about that? All right, the drive is live. There's Clint Sterner, Tyler Milner in the back. As you can see him on YouTube and Twitch, he's right there for you to say hello to. A lot to get to. It is a tape drop Tuesday. We will get there, but Clint, just in case people are just jumping in with us, we were discussing it just a bit there, but Brian Wacker.
God. Oh, Wacker.
That is. Are we sure
that's Wacker?
It is. I mean, it's...
what else could it be,
it's
right?
It's W-A-C-K-E-R. It could be Wacker. I think it's Wacker. Like,
can it be Waker? No,
I'm just saying at this point in juncture, I'm going first, and my middle name is gonna be my last. Like, I would be Ron Charles at that point. Whatever. And Brian just embraced the Wacker. But I mean, God, well, dog. Man.
I forget most outside of the city of Houston that I don't know personally. I will never forget Brian Wacker from Baltimore.
Brian Wacker.
Ten years from now, you bring up Wacker, I'm going to say that old boy from Baltimore.
Brian, yeah. Yep,
you talking
Brian.
About Tally or Brian?
Yeah, there you go. Brian, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Again, I just believe somebody, maybe a grandfather, someone changed their last name to Wacker. I don't believe that there are multiple generation of Wackers. I believe somebody.
No, there definitely is, just not.
Just started, man. Come on, man.
There's a world full of Wackers.
However that started, no, nah, man, I'm not going with Wacker. Davis, is that taken? Milner, is that taken? Just, you know, Wacker, not doing it. Anyway, Brian Wacker of the Baltimore Sun said Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson could be out up to two to three weeks and is likely to miss Sunday's game against the visiting Houston Texans with a hamstring injury. Two sources with direct knowledge of the situation confirmed that to Brian Wacker and the of the Baltimore Sun. So not only could he miss this game, he could be missing 2 to 3 weeks, which means it would be Cooper Rush time. And I am going to try to not jump quick to a conclusion, and I'm going to kind of try to wait this out a little bit. But obviously, when we talked about the guys out, Matabuke, their best defensive lineman, out. Roquan Smith, their best linebacker, out. Marlon Humphrey, their best corner, out. Hell, Nate Wiggins, who had been playing probably a little bit better than him, he's up in the air. As he got carted off with an elbow injury, he was there. They were holding it set. After he came out of the game on Sunday. And we'll see up in the air with their left tackle, Ronnie Stanley, their best offensive lineman. So they've got some problems, but obviously this is a whole different ball game with Lamar Jackson and has changed the line in this game, as you heard from In the Loop, and completely changes the tenor of this game for the Texans, Clint.
Yeah, in a major way. I mean, you go from having to defend the I would say one of maybe two or three players in the league that there's really no defense for. I mean, you talk about a guy that's got some pretty sick arm talent. He's got a lot of experience in the league. And I mean, he is as electric with his legs as anybody, not any quarterback, but anybody in the league. You go from having to figure out how to defend that guy and slow that guy down with one of the best, if not the best running back in the game, coming downhill at you in Derrick Henry, you know, to, boy, you got a pretty vanilla offense that you're going to face this week, given all the injuries. So, yeah, it's an absolute game changer. I mean, if you're the Houston Texans, you got to be looking up and going, thank you. Thank you, football gods,
you
right
take
now.
Take advantage of this.
Sitting at 1-3, you're in a rough spot, and you were staring down the barrel of Baltimore, Lamar Jackson. I mean, it was going to be a tough hill to climb, and now it looks like you're still going to play a really, really good organization. That is, yes, right now people are banging on their defense. Right now people are talking about this team and the start that they're off to. But if you look at their opponents, they played three of the four games. They've played three of the best teams in football, in Kansas City, Detroit, and Buffalo, and they have not been great. But they have played some absolute horses relative to opponents,
with the exception of the Kansas City game. They were in all of them.
Yeah. I mean, so
they had second half leads in all of them.
Yeah, man. So I this is still a very healthy organization. But, yeah, with all these injuries right now, the Texans are going to have as good an opportunity as you're ever going to have to beat the Baltimore Ravens in their backyard come Sunday afternoon. There's no doubt about it, Ron. The football gods are shining down on the Texans right now in a big way.
All right, that's one we will keep an eye on the rest of the week. Lamar Jackson likely to miss this game and maybe a couple of weeks.
By the way, this is one of those where – I just talked about how healthy the organization is. You really got to question what the brass in Baltimore's doing with Cooper Rush being your backup quarterback for Lamar Jackson.
It's odd. You have to completely change the offense.
Think about it right now. If you just had a guy that was electric with his legs and
if you did what
a
Washington
crap
does.
Shoot with his leg, with his arm.
Washington has Marcus Mariota as the backup, and their offense didn't look a whole lot different than it.
But if you've got any, I mean, they've had guys there in the past that were skill set comparable. Now they weren't nearly as electric or nearly as good as Lamar, obviously, but skill set comparable. So you don't change. Like right now, going into this game, if you just had a quarterback that could hurt you with his legs, like you're still a pretty scary offense with the running game that you have, with the O-line that you have, with the tight ends, you know, the game that you have. I mean, but Cooper Rush poses zero threat. He's going to sit back in the pocket and try. They're going to try to run the football and then try to play action you and hope he can execute that. I mean, and I'm not knocking Cooper Rush. I just think the system that you're in, you know, just warrants a guy that can hurt you with his legs so that you can keep things as similar as possible. If Lamar does go down, it's just wild to think that an organization say, "Yeah, we're gonna roll with Cooper Rush." That's it. In today's world,
they hadn't
with
really
all
done that either. They hadn't had that type of quarterback as his backup for the most. Like they had Huntley.
They've had some guys in there that can move with their legs. But again, in today's world, I mean, you could draft guys late that played a lot of college football but are mobile, and you got something to work with there. It's not like I'm not talking about going out and getting a first-round pick or even a high-paid veteran. I mean, you find somebody that has that skill set. Needless to say, being a Texans fan, I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad it's Cooper Rush, and he's going to threaten zero with his legs.
Yeah, it changes the entire game. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with this matchup we were just talking about, the Texans and the Ravens. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, it is a tape drop Tuesday, Clint. What did you see? What did you see from the film this week?
Well, a lot of good. And again, I tried to view this, Ron, through the lens of, hey, what transitions really well? What can we really sink our teeth into versus, boy, this was just because the Tennessee Titans ain't worth a damn. And I got to start with the guy that I've been the most critical of and the hardest on, and that's Dalton Schultz. It was better than I thought, boys. We all know he made himself available, as he has been, but just C.J. Stroud relied on him and gave him the football in the pass game, which I think changed the whole complexion of the offense, the whole dynamic of the offense. Now you're staying ahead of the chains. Now you're baiting the defense down to do what they ultimately did, which was hit shots over the top. I think it was instrumental in what they want this offense to look like, and Dalton Schultz accomplished that. No doubt that he could if C.J. would go to him. There was also the one shot that CJ missed, which wasn't as egregious as I thought it was, but it's still a ball that CJ has to throw better and at least give us a chance. There was also another shot play where, I mean, it is designed perfectly. Tip to cap to Nick Cayley. It is designed perfectly where they clear out an alleyway for Dalton Schultz, and he runs kind of a shoot route up the hash, up the top of the numbers, really. And I'm talking about it is absolute money, and CJ couldn't get back to him, but he was there. Point is, Dalton Schultz had a good day, 5 catches, 6 targets. It very easily could have been 6 catches, 75, 80 yards, you know, instead of 5 for 30 or whatever the heck it was. It very easily could have been twice the production from a yardage perspective. There were 2 shots that were Dalton Schultz that were left on the field. But, boys, the blocking from 86 – the blocking from Dalton Schultz.
The blocking, not just the pass.
Ron, blocking from Dalton Schultz. And I'm talking about effort. I'm talking about, I mean, moving your feet, staying attached. It looked like there was a different dude wearing 86. And not once. It was multiple times. It took me back because I have been told by people that I trust that the game, particularly run blocking at all levels, is being taught different, so you see a softer version of run blocking at the NFL level. It looked like somebody turned back the clock on Dalton Schultz. There's multiple plays, Ron, where he got his mitts on folks, he got his helmet in their chest, he continued to push, he continued to strain, and it showed big time. There was no just shielding and looking around. There was get your guy, block your guy, and make sure he stays out of the play multiple times. Man, I got to tip my cap to 86. I got to tip my cap to Dalton Schultz. That's what the hell I've been looking for, and that's what I'm talking about.
So
that's $12 million worth of tight end right there, partner.
You're saying it wasn't just good for Dalton Schultz.
No.
It was good for, you know, any tight end.
It was. Now, I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not on here ranting and raving about it today because it was Dalton Schultz, but it was a really good job overall throughout the game by the tight end, and it was none of that just shielding crap that we've gotten used to seeing him and a lot of other guys do. There was none of that. Clearly, I don't know if it's Nick Cayley, I don't know who it is, but clearly somebody has talked to Dalton Schultz and said, hey man, you gotta get your mitts on people. You gotta drive folks. You gotta drive them until the whistle blows. No more of this just shielding and looking around stuff. Clearly. Now I hope it translates to the next game.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.